Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ed Wells. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. West reaches third base with a triple. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. West scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Wells covering. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Meyer scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, Senators, 1. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball four. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shea moves to second. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns won, and the Senators won. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL bunts towards third. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea fires to first and picks off Bludge. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. West hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. Stewart reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stewart scores. One out. It's 2-1, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Burns moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Burns moves to third. One out. It's Browns, 2, Senators, 2. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lovey hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Meyer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lovey moves to second. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL bunts towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. QL moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL scores. Bluge moves to third. It's Browns, 3, Senators, 3. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lovey. Sewell moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Meyer reaches third base with a triple. Bluge scores. Sewell scores. Stewart goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goslin. West reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. West moves to third. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goslin. Burns reaches second base with a double. West scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 6-4, Senators. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Burns scores. It's Browns, 6, Senators, 6. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 6. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball towards right. Goslin settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Goslin. Sharon moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sharon moves to third. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into right field. Goslin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Goslin. Campbell moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a pop-up beyond third. Bluge can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Shea hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mainisch bunts towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 6. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wells hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 4 in the game. Sherin hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. West takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bluge bunts towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. QL scores. It's 7-6, Senators. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 8-6. Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Goslin hits a fly ball towards Semter. West catches it and throws to home to double up Thomas. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Debs Garms pinch hits for Merv Shea. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. 2 outs. It's 8-7, Senators. Ted Gulick pinch hits for Jim Levy. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.